This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi today asserted that refugees will receive full constitutional rights while infiltrators will be expelled. Addressing a public rally at Katwa in West Bengal today, Mr. Modi said after the BJP government is formed in the state, the process of granting citizenship under Citizenship Amendment Act will be accelerated for all eligible applicants. Launching a sharp attack on the ruling Trinamool Congress, Mr. Modi alleged that its 15-year rule has given nothing but fear to every citizen of Bengal.
Modi ki guarantee TMC ki nirmam sarkar ke bhay raj ko bharose mein badalne ki hai. Aur ye guarantee puri kaise hogi? Iska pura khaka BJP ke ghoshana patra mein hai. BJP bhrashtachar aur kanun vyavastha ko lekar white paper jari karegi.
Union Minister and senior BJP leader Amit Shah also addressed a public rally at Onda in West Bengal. He alleged that the syndicate Raj of the Trinamool Congress ruined the government of West Bengal. Trinamool Congress Chief and West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee criticized the Bharatiya Janata Party on the issue of alleged attacks on the Bengali-speaking people in other states. Polling for the Tripura Tribal Areas Autonomous District Council elections will be held tomorrow, with voting scheduled from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. across 1,257 polling stations for 28 seats. State Election Commissioner Anurag Sen informed that all necessary preparations have been completed to ensure free, fair and peaceful elections. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has expressed confidence that the recently announced ceasefire would pave the way for lasting peace and security in West Asia. Mr. Goyal said this during a virtual call with his Saudi Arabia counterpart, Dr. Majid bin Abdullah Al-Kasabi. He also hailed the spirit of the Saudi people in their resolve to maintain supply chain resilience amidst increased disruptions and volatility. He condemned attacks in the country during the ongoing conflict and appreciated Saudi Arabia's efforts to protect the Indian community. High-level delegations of the US and Iran are set to begin talks in Islamabad to establish lasting peace in West Asia this evening. The US delegation, led by Vice President J.D. Vance, has reached Islamabad. The delegation includes Special Envoy Steve Witkoff and advisor Jared Kushner. Before his departure for Pakistan, Mr. Vance said he was looking forward to the negotiation, hoping that it would be positive. Iran is represented by Parliament Speaker Mohammad Bagheer Ghalibaf. In a social media post, Mr. Ghalibaf had said that two of the measures mutually agreed upon between the two parties are yet to be implemented, including a ceasefire in Lebanon and the release of Iran's blocked assets prior to the commencement of negotiations. He said these two matters must be fulfilled before negotiations begin. The talks are expected to focus on Iran's nuclear enrichment program, ballistic missile development, and the Strait of Hormuz. All electric cars with an ex-showroom price of 30 lakh rupees or less registered in the national capital will be granted 100% exemption on road tax and registration fees till the 31st of March 2030. The Delhi government today released a draft of its electric vehicle policy for the period 2026 to 2030, aiming to accelerate the adoption of clean mobility. More than 3,900 crore rupees has been allocated to promote electric vehicles under the policy. The clinical laboratory at the Central Ayurveda Research Institute, Bengaluru, has achieved ISO 15189-2022 accreditation in biochemistry and hematology. Shuttler Ayush Shetty has stormed into the final of the Badminton Asia Championships, assuring at least a silver medal with a remarkable three-game victory over top seed and defending champion Kunlavat Viditsaran today. In IPL cricket, put into bat, Sunrisers Hyderabad were 214 for 5 in 18.5 overs against Punjab Kings in Chandigarh when reports last came in. And with that, we end this news bulletin.